Romal Cechi. Mr. Romal Cechi currently serves as a senior project specialist at the Association of University Centers on Disabilities. In this role, Mr. Romal Cechi contributes to initiative promoting health and wellness for people with disabilities that enhance the nation's capacity to carry out inclusive public health activities. Much of her work has been done in conjunction with CDC, State Disability and Health Grantees. She holds a Master of Public Administration from the University of Delaware.
Good morning. So, like Adrian mentioned, a lot of my presentation is a continuation of some of the efforts with the competencies, and I'm going to talk about the Public Health is for Everyone Toolkit, which is really a collaborative effort and really a collaborative process to develop, and we see this as a way to help build capacity for public health professionals. And I have no relationships to disclose. So just a little bit of additional background on this area. Like Adrian mentioned, 54 million Americans in the U.S. have a disability, and this is something that not everyone knows about, but it's a large percentage of the population. And with that, people with disabilities are prone to experience a higher percentage of chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, and heart disease. And we found that a lot of the health promotion programs don't include or reach people with disabilities in their program design. So with that in mind, and with the additional health disparities, we saw it as an important need to work on efforts to include people with disabilities in public health. So with this need in mind, we saw this as a need, so we came together and gathered a group of experts in the area to try to articulate how we could create a collaborative tool to address this need. So the committee was made up of a few representatives from state disability and health grantees, which are funded by the National Center on Birth Defects and Developmental Disabilities at CDC. And we also worked with some public health partners, including NACHO and ASTO. And we met in person to kind of gather our thoughts on how we could come together and create a tool that would be useful for the field. And over the past year, we've met several times to, you know, revisit, will this be useful? How can it be used in the field, and what would be most useful for professionals? So something, like I mentioned, it was a collaborative process, and it really, I want to enforce the idea that there was tons and tons of feedback that went into creating this tool, and there's still tons of feedback that's being used to make sure that it will be beneficial for the field. But just some examples of ways we've engaged other partners and looked for as much feedback as possible is, you know, we went to certain meetings, NACHO, APHA last year, and even down to the name that was chosen for this toolkit, the Public Health is for Everyone. We did a national survey to try and create the best name so that, you know, public health professionals would see it and relate to it and understand what its use is, and that it would appeal. And so we've taken a lot of time and a lot of homework to try and create a tool that would be as most helpful for the field. And some other groups we've worked with is AmChip, with our Women's Healthcare Access Work Group, State Disability and Health Grantees. So this chart just really reinforces the idea that throughout each stage of development, the impact of feedback is crucial. So if you will call it, we're at stage 3 right now, the current version of the toolkit, and we have continually incorporated different feedback from different partners, and we hope to launch this toolkit very shortly and begin to gather data on how it will be used and how it impacts the field and reduces health disparities. So a little bit about the toolkit. Right now there's about 150 tools that are included in it, and they demonstrate examples of programs that are inclusive to people with disabilities or designed for people with disabilities, tools that are useful, such as checklists, that programs have designed that can be, you know, used in your state and modified to fit your needs and tailored to fit your state. And the focus area for resources include the areas of the winnable battles from designated by CDC. And I'll show you in a minute, but we also created a function so that you can search by one of these issues and see what's available. And also emergency preparedness and accessibility. So here's just a snapshot of what the homepage looks like. I'm going to point out some particular features about this website that we hope it are useful. But you can see, well, we designed this with the idea that, you know, no matter who you are, there's a lot of things that you don't know you don't know. So when you look at the website, we want it to point out a couple of things and to kind of steal your attention and to present topics that you might not know about and to make that useful for the field and to bridge that gap in knowledge. So for example, some of the features here on the top left, you can see we have this little infographic about the 1 in 5 Americans have a disability. That might be something that public health professionals don't know, but that's what we base the entire website off of and the name, so that it captures that idea. And we have a couple easy-to-use tools right on the homepage, such as accessibility. So you might not know that accessibility is important to your project, and it's right there on the homepage. You can browse resources on accessibility with the click of a button. And then we have a video tour and user guide to make it easy to use. One of my favorite parts of this website is that in the top right box is this idea that your work has impact and it impacts the lives of people with disabilities. And on the homepage, there are rotating stories that demonstrate different programs that have gone and incorporated certain aspects to incorporate people with disabilities. So they demonstrate different programs and how people with disabilities have been impacted by this. And then in the bottom, you can see there's two options to search. You can search by keyword and by issue. And like I mentioned, the issues are the winnable battles from CDC. So our hope is really that it's easy to use and that it will be beneficial to professionals. And just for an example, here you could search for accessibility. And you would get a list of search results. And the search results we have linked to directly to links, so you're not searching around, clicking through multiple different links. And we try to keep the links up to date. So there's an option to report bad links. There's details on each resource description, as well as a description of the partners who worked on the resource. So the idea is really that a professional could visit the site, find exactly what they're looking for quickly, print out a quick synopsis of each resource, and share it with their colleagues. So I guess one thing I want to reinforce is we need your help. We need your help in spreading the word about this important tool for the field and, you know, to reinforce the idea that public health is for everyone and it should be including everyone. So the idea is to launch this toolkit and provide professionals with additional accompanying materials to spread the word and to get the word out. So we will be creating training sort of similar to this that public health professionals could use for their employees and share about this toolkit, how to use it, and take it to their state. We also have created talking points, which aren't out yet, but they will be out on, you know, talking to your public health department about why this tool is important. We've also come up with a widget that organizations will be able to take the code and put on their website as well and get a quick link to the toolkit. And also on the homepage, you may have noticed there's two buttons at the top, send your feedback and share your resources, which are two things that we think are very important to sustaining this website and making it the best it can be. And we encourage folks to send their feedback about, you know, what the site doesn't have, what you would like to see included, and how it could be better. And also, if you've developed a resource in your state and you see it as something, maybe a model practice or something that another state could take and use and modify for their state, we really, really appreciate any resources that folks share. And just as a side note, submitted resources are screened, embedded by a committee, and then they are added to the website. So that's how, that's the process for adding to the website. So as a result, this panel is really built around building capacity and reducing health disparities. So how can this toolkit ultimately address health disparities? Well, the idea is that, you know, enough professionals use it and change their practice to impact the lives of people with disabilities in a positive way, to, you know, really incorporate them and have them in mind when they're planning and designing their and implementing their programs. And hopefully people with disabilities will be incorporated into and reached by larger public health efforts by this tool. So next steps for this tool, like Adrian mentioned, the toolkit is also being co-branded with CDC, which we think is going to be huge because it will help get the word out. It will establish a lot of credibility with the CDC and being part of it. And it will also be spread throughout CDC, and they'll help promote it. So next steps, we also hope to incorporate a method to gain feedback on how it was used and impact the lives of people in states. And hopefully by next APA meeting, APHA, we will have some impact data on how it has been useful and how it has helped reduce health disparities. So I just want to say thank you to the folks who helped and are still currently helping to develop the Public Health is for Everyone toolkit. It was funded through a cooperative agreement with NCBDDD, which is one of the centers at CDC, and the folks who worked as part of the development committee. And their work is gratefully acknowledged. And we have the website, a beta version of it currently up at phetoolkit.org. So we encourage you to visit it, and hopefully we will continue to spread the word about this. So, oh yeah, and in the back we have some bookmarks so that you can take this home in case you forget the URL. You can visit it. So they're on the table.